learning from. Today I want to talk about something that was channeled through, and I definitely want to share this. So who are you learning from? You know, a lot of times we want to work with people, or we want to, you know, learn, we want to grow, we want to evolve, and we find people that we feel really inspired by. But there is something that we need to be doing, and we need to be figuring out who are they learning from, because that's where we will be getting our information or our activations or our downloads from. And so those that have worked with me, let me start with this so it can make more sense. So those that have worked with me, who am I learning from? Because that is who you are receiving from and learning from. And who I am learning from are Native Americans, shamans, medicine women. These are those that are in my background. And these are the ones that are giving me activations and downloads. And these are the ones that are channeling to me. And so then when you work with me, that's where you're receiving your information, your downloads, your activations, etc. And when we work with somebody, or when we learn from somebody, we will be receiving from whoever it is that they are learning from, whether it's their ancestors, their lineage, or it could possibly be just from stuff that they've created on their own. And you're always going to feel it and know, because there's probably times where you have taken courses or you learned from people, you've paid people to teach you things, and at the end you didn't feel like you got much out of it, or you felt, well, I could have done that myself. Or if not all the times, the reason is because you have either learned from them and not from who they're the ancients, the masters, those that carry the authentic codes, the authentic downloads, the geniuses, the ancients, the masters. Because you can learn from people that may have research for themselves, but if they're not receiving from them, then you are not receiving from them. You're receiving from, you know, the person. And it makes sense for me, because I remember working with under a mentorship, and it just did not go well. It didn't go well at all. And I was about like 2 weeks in, and it was supposed to be a 4-week mentorship, and it just was not what I thought it was going to be. And I remember telling myself, I could have done this myself. Like, this wasn't anything that I could have not done for myself. I mean, yeah, I was encouraging. Yeah, it was motivating. Yeah, it helped me, because those are all good things. But I mean, honestly, we can get that from anywhere, right? Like, and you can actually even get it for free if you want to just be encouraged. Like, go onto YouTube and Google an encouraging, motivational, you know, video for, you know, whatever it is that you're going through. And you can literally, it can help you, it can encourage you or motivate you or help you, cheer you up. Those are, you know, things that can actually come from anything. But when you want to go really deeper, 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 like I wanted to, I paid for this mentorship and then realized 2 weeks in that it was just not, and turned out even worse than I thought. And it makes sense after this channeling came through to me, because then I was like, that has to be why it just wasn't, it didn't work out. Because who was I learning from? Was I learning from this woman that I had wanted to go under her, you know, under her mentorship? Yes, I feel like I was just basically learning from her, whatever her learnings, you know, whatever it is that she learned from whatever mentors that she learned from. But I wasn't learning from ancients. I wasn't learning from masters. I wasn't learning from the greats. I wasn't learning, you know, I don't even think that I was learning from her ancestors. Because, you know, sometimes we can gain wisdom from our own ancestors and learn, you know, secrets and channelings from them that we can help others with. But I don't even feel it was that. I just literally felt like it was just a creation of her own making. And when that happens, this is the reason why we can feel like, you know, damn, like this didn't do what I thought I wanted, that I really thought it was going to do. You know, I went into this mentorship thinking that it was really going to help me and like in a deeper way that I really wanted, and it didn't. And so this is the reason why I feel this is the difference when you want to work with somebody. Who are they learning from? Who are they learning from? Because who they are learning from is going to be who you are going to receive from and you are going to learn from. And so I'm definitely, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm really bringing a recommendation of definitely research and find out when you're ready to go deeper with somebody, and really, whether it's a mentorship program, whether it's a download or an activation, okay, where did you learn this from? Because I think with the spiritual world and the spiritual community, we have so many people that are just out there selling things and selling courses, and even the intentions could be very well. The intentions could be, I want to help people. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But who are you learning this from? And yes, you know, you have people who say, well, it was channeled from so-and-so, it was channeled from, but we really have to research and see it, like, because you're literally opening up yourself to who they learned it from. And like, again, like for me, I have channeled things from, you know, shamans, medicine women, you know, with the spirits that are around me and channeled to me. That is where I literally channel and learn from. And then when I've worked with other people, you know, and have received activations and downloads from them, you know, they will state the ones that I've really worked with that I feel like really I felt it and it did something for me were the ones that were literally stating where they received it from. Like, I received this download from dot, dot, dot. I received this activation from dot, dot, dot. And they are expressing and letting you know who they learned it from, who they received this activation from, whether it's from their ancestors, from their lineage, from, you know, a medicine woman, from a spirit guide. And so really connecting and figuring it out of who they received it from and who they are learning from, because that's who you're receiving from. And so I think that it makes a lot more sense as well, for the fact that I've had so many clients tell me, you know, I do one class with you. I attend one master class of yours, and I mean, they instantly see results. They instantly feel it. And I've received that so many times, whether it was a reading or, you know, your readings are so different. There's something different about you. There's whatever. Like, and the thing is, like I said, you can learn so much from anybody on the surface level of their own energy, because everybody has their own energy signature. So if somebody's encouraging you or motivating you or inspiring you, that's really beautiful. And it can be surface level, like, because the way they talk, the way they teach, the way they say things, the way they speak it, the way they teach it, the way they sound, the way they, you know, they're creating it from their own energy field because they have their own energy signature. And that's the surface level. Like, that's probably what keeps you attentive, or it gives you, that's what makes you want to work with them in the first place, because you know, you feel their energy, you like the way they teach, you like the way they talk, you like the way they present themselves. And so that is what's going to draw you to them. But once that happens, now it's, where are they learning from? Who are they learning from? And usually when you're drawn to somebody, a lot of times it is because you are drawn to who they are learning from, like the masters, the greats, the ancients, their ancestors, who they received their downloads from, their activations from, their wisdom, their teachings from. And And not saying that you can't create something on your own, but even when you do, it's usually coming from an ancestral lineage. Like, I have created, you know, guided meditations. I've created meditations. I've created, you know, different healing modalities. And I feel like I channeled them, again, from my shamanic ancestral lineage, from, you know, Native American shamanic lineage, from my spirit guides, that one is a medicine woman and one is a Native American chief. Like, I feel and 100% believe that a lot of my healing attributes, the way I heal spiritually with sessions, I mean, with clients in sessions, are from who I've learned it from, who I've channeled it from. So, but the way I teach it, or the way I talk about it, or the way that I actually do it, can be my own signature, my own energy signature. And that's what causes people to be drawn to me. But in the moment when we go in and you learn from me, whether it's a session, a reading, a course, a masterclass, the things that I'm speaking, the knowledge, the wisdom, all of that is being channeled from who I have learned it from, and who has spoken and channeled it through me. So I think that this is a really good place to really begin to break it down. And it also helps with intuition when, you know, you do feel drawn to somebody and you do want to invest in yourself through, you know, through their work and through their teachings. Who are they learning from? Figure that out. And really, and even ask them, go as far as asking, who do you receive from? What ancients, what ancestors, what is your lineage? What is it that who are you creating from? What are you creating from? And if they can't answer that, then that is a sign. Because I am creating and I am receiving and I am learning from the great, the masters, those who created the energy in the first place. That's what you want. And this is what I sadly didn't see much of in, or felt in Sedona, is a land that had been almost abused, where so many teachers were promising this and this and this and healings and all of that. But where did they learn that from? Did they learn it from the ancients? Did they learn it from those that came from the land? Or did they just create it from themselves? And I know, again, there could be people that say, well, yeah, I received this activation, this download from the land. And then again, we wouldn't even know if that was true or not. And so you would have to go through intuition. But be very mindful. Be very mindful on where did they receive their teachings from? And I even go beyond, oh, they learned it from this university of spirituality or this big, great name that's popular. But go deeper. Go deeper and see where did they learn it from? Where are they receiving this information from? And I feel that this is a really good place to really be mindful, break it down, go into the depths of why am I drawn to a person? Why am I drawn to them? And definitely can be because of who they have received their ancient wisdom from. And those ancients are calling out to you, whether it's a different lineage, different ancestral wisdom, because we all have our own ancestral wisdom. That's number one. Because we all come from our own ancestors and our own ancestral lineage, we already carry ancestral wisdom inside of us. It's just opening that up and receiving it for ourselves. And so if you want to connect more with your own ancestral lineage, find somebody who came from the, you know, a similar ancestral lineage, and see if they have channeled from the greats and the ancients from your ancestral lineage, and you can receive from them. That is beautiful. Connect with somebody that has channeled from the greats and the ancients that you would like to learn from, because that's going to the head. That is going straight to the one that created it in the first place. Because you can learn from books and you can learn from teachers, but going back, you know, to where it came from. You know, and if anybody's listening and they're wanting to learn from the land there in Sedona, go back to the history of Sedona. Go back and read books on history from those that came from the land. Find those that came from the land and learn from them. The ancestors of the land are those that have literally channeled from them. You know, because anybody can research about a land, about the ancients, about the greats, the geniuses. And you can learn from them, whether they wrote a book or whether they're teaching and you're learning from them. But going to somebody that's literally been connected to that lineage or connected to that ancestral lineage, that I feel that's better, because you know where it's coming from. It's in them. It's coming straight from the beginning. So find somebody who came from that land, somebody who is a great, 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 great ancestor from someone who is literally from that land, and learn from them. Who are you learning from? Who are you receiving from? And this is also for those that are teaching, those who are mentors, those who are healers and spiritual teachers and guides and mentors. This is for you as well. Who are you receiving from? Can you answer that? What ancestors are you working with? What spirit guides are you working with? Or have you created this yourself from people you've learned from? And again, I'm not saying it's not helpful. I'm not saying it doesn't help. It may even heal. Because your energy can be healing, because you are operating from your own ancestral lineage. But have you connected? Have you connected to your ancestral lineage? Because if you haven't even connected to your ancestral lineage, how are you teaching from them? How are you teaching from them? How are you channeling from them? If you haven't even connected with them. I'm not saying again that you can't heal without connecting, because again, it's in your body, it's in your DNA, so you could actually, you know, you are using it even without really consciously connecting with them. But imagine how much more when you literally connect with them. I feel like there's a lot of people who know that they can go out there and make money by teaching classes, courses, because of stuff that they have learned, but where have they learned it from? And now they want to teach it? And of course, there's going to be people that, because of their own, because of that mentor, that teacher's energy and energetic signature, they're going to be drawn to them. Because people can talk good, they can look good, they can say stuff really heightened and amazing and sound very intriguing and great, and that can draw you to them. But at that point, even at that point, then it's time to figure out, where are they learning from? Who are they learning from? What ancients, what greats, what masters, what And yes, someone can say, well, I'm learning from the Ascended Master Jesus, or I'm learning from the Ascended Master Buddha. Okay, but what about your ancestors? What about your own lineage? What about your own spirit guides? Because anybody can, honestly, I mean, you can read a book on, you know, ancient spirituality and where it came from, and you can learn a lot from them. You can learn from watching many gurus on YouTube. You can learn from them. But when it comes down to wanting to really channel your own ancient wisdom, how? Connecting with somebody that is on, perhaps on that same ancestral lineage journey, someone who came from that same ancestral lineage of yours that's similar, or one that you want to learn from. So if you're wanting to learn, let's say, this is just like an example that's probably not even that good, but you, let's say you really want to learn Buddhism, reading books and all of that can help you, motivate you, encourage you, and you'll learn so much. But actually finding someone that came from that lineage, somebody whose ancestral ancient wisdom is from that lineage, like, that is going straight to the head. And no, it's not needed whenever you're just like, okay, I just want to learn from it. But when you're like wanting to connect to your own ancestral lineage and your own spirit guides and your own ancient power, then yes, it does. It does. I think it does matter. And I feel like this is the reason why I have been able to channel so much beautiful wisdoms and healing modalities, and why it's so potent is because I'm literally working with my ancestors. I'm literally working with the ancients. I'm literally working with them. And so I really truly believe this is the reason why, when people work with me, when people work with me in any capacity, small or large, I get messages of how potent it is, how they felt it, and they explain to me, and it's humbling, because yes, it's me, the way I speak it or teach it, but it's beyond that. It's the ancients, it's the greats, it's the geniuses that I have learned it from and channeled and received it from, that's going into you now. You are now receiving it. You are now it's being downloaded into you. And I think that it needs to be credited to the person that you now received it from. I think that we forget that. I think that we forget that I've received it. I've received this ancient wisdom. And giving a credit to where it came from. It came from the ancients and the greats that work with, you know, fill in the blank, the mentor, the teacher, the guide that you received it from. But it was because of their ancients and their greats and their master, you know, that they learned it from. And that's where you received it from. So giving that credit, giving them credit, or, you know, giving an offering to those ancients that you received it from through the mentor or through the teacher or the guide that you learned it from. And so that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today. And I think it's a great channel, and but it can be one that'd be a little bit harder to receive if you've never really given it time. So listen to this again and really soak it in and see what comes through for you. What ancients, what, you know, spirit guides, who is trying to send you a message? Who's trying to connect with you? In your own, like in your own power, in your own ancient ancestral lineage, wisdom guides, but also perhaps somebody that you're trying to work with, somebody that you're drawn to. Who are they learning from? Because perhaps they're trying to get your attention too, and they want to give you They want to give you that wisdom as well. And when you do that, it's very humbling. It's very humbling. And so that's another way you'll know when you have these spiritual teachers that are out here, and they're very just haughty. They're just very arrogant in the way they teach, or the way they approach their teachings. And you're like, something's just not right. One, it's either one, they created it themselves. So they're literally just teaching and sharing wisdom that they've created from themselves and from their own, from whatever that they learned from, that didn't really have like a structure, like a, from an ancient, or like everything that I just said. Or two, perhaps maybe they have received an activation download from an ancient, whether from their lineage or another teacher, but they're not giving credit to them. They just basically, they're like stealing the idea, they're promoting it, but it's not even from them, and they're not even giving credit to where it came from. So yeah, that's all a very good soak right there, to just really let this soak in, even for myself. And that's what I got for today. If you have any comments, feedback, questions, I would love, 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 love to hear it. Find me on Facebook or Instagram at Divine Mandy Oracle, and send me some feedback. Would love it.